I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll. As you've all gathered back over at Dr. Simeon's house to wait out the rest of the night after you went over to feed Necronomadogavan.
Eat sh**.
He's my new best friend.
Necronomadogavan.
And you've congregated back over at Dr. Simeon's to wait out the night until zero hour. In order to keep an eye on each other and make sure that nothing sneaks up on you. You're just watching the clock, counting away the seconds, the minutes, the hours, as the time clicks slowly closer to 2:30 a.m. when it's time to go to the dentist.
I heard it coming, dude.
Well, me too.
Pete, you had that joke too, and we didn't laugh at it. I'm sorry.
I told that joke last time.
Yeah.
It's funnier the second time.
It's funnier when Alex says your jokes.
Yeah. But as you're all sitting in your various spots in Dr. Simeon's house, and he's smoking, since, as he said, he just recently took up smoking due to all the stress.
He has a pipe.
Oh, yeah, he does have a pipe. You've always had a pipe.
Yeah, see? Oh, yeah, I got a pipe.
But trying to mentally and physically prepare yourselves for what you know is about to come and what you're going to have to do, you're processing all the events of the day and the last couple days and glancing around at each other and maybe trying to read, seeing if you can read the looks on each other's faces, decipher maybe what the others are thinking, what they might be planning for tonight, and for the fate of Randolph Tomaszewski, the Miskatonic Mangler, and now, the Ferryman. the Shadow Man, who seems to be able to come and go as he pleases through any locked door or closed window, killing who he wants. So, gentlemen, before you head off to Arkham Sanitarium, are there any last and final preparations you would like to make?
Heck yeah. I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Since my diamond skin wore off,
yes.
I'm assuming my magic points have now recharged.
Yes.
Can I cast this again?
Make him do a blood sacrifice from now on.
Yeah. Do you want me to forget?
Oh, darn it. I should have cast diamond skin.
A severe blow to the head. And completely forgotten diamond skin.
How much sanity do you have left? And how much does it cost you to 28. Cast a spell?
Holy crap.
Woohoo! Well, no, maybe I have 30, because that's circled in, like, thicker pen.
You're crazier than I am. You should go to the camp.
So I think I have 30.
30, and how much does it cost when you cast a spell?
I can look up the rules in Pete's sweet 40th
Armor Arcania
edition.
Oh, yeah.
One magic point.
It's sexy.
Per 1d6 points of armor and 1d4 sanity. So, hashtag
1d4 sanity per 1d6 that you roll?
Nah, it's just 1d4 sanity for the casting of the spell.
Oh. Wait, don't you need 10 magic points to cast that?
No, it's just 1d6 points of armor per magic point that's spent.
That's it? Man, I want to learn diamond
skin. I'm getting one.
It's like free diamond skin.
Let's all learn diamond skin after this.
Yeah, I don't know why none of the rest of you guys ever asked about learning diamond skin.
Hey, I really like to learn diamond
skin. After you've had the unstoppable Tallahassee Turner just wreaking havoc on all of my stupid adventures.
If I survive this,
I have psychology.
I dibs to learn diamond skin next.
Okay, so Tallahassee Turner, you would like to cast Armor Arcanium.
I would. I think I'm going to go with 8 magic points. Save 2 in case we get sucked into Soyland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Now you might start, what's going on. Conserving some magic points is not a bad idea.
And that way I can do the sign of power.
Right.
Doing that whole thing. Okay. So, 8. So, 1d4 sanity.
Okay. All right, so let's do that first. Roll your sanity and subtract that. And
Zombie's 4.
Oh. This is starting to wear you down, though.
Yeah, I'm truly becoming Tallahassee Turner.
This might be the very last adventure you go on.
All right, so 26, or do you remember if I had 30 or 28?
Obviously 30.
48.
I don't remember since you've been doing all of your character in pen.
I think he's
that's all I have.
Alright, so you were at 30 sanity and now you're down to 26.
You've got 26 sanity?
Okay, you rolled that. Yep. Now roll 8d6 for crying out loud.
Can we make sure Tallahassee doesn't murder any of us?
Alright.
With his
Here
craziness.
Go. For I've diamond got a giant skin, 8d6.
I'm sorry, that's not what diamond skin sounds like.
Shing. What? Oh, yeah. Shibadee!
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Tallahassee's a little slow sometimes. All right.
Didn't you need to draw a circle of ranch around you before you did it?
Yeah. You have to draw a pentagram on the floor with ranch and...
ranch angel.
Yeah, do like a snow angel. Do a ranch angel in it while you do say your incantation.
36.
Oh, crying.
Holy crap, dude.
You rolled almost all sixes, dude?
I got 2 sixes, 2 fives, 2 fours, and 2 threes.
Good. What? Whoa!
I shoot Tallahassee in the head.
Bing.
Bounces off and shoots you back in your room.
Seriously, dude.
I think all of us should just stay here, and Tallahassee can go by himself.
I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah, have fun.
Okay, so you do hear Tallahassee say a now familiar incantation as a shimmer runs up his body like Silver Surfer or Colossus.
What about the blob?
Is there anything else you would like to do to prepare before you head to Arkham Asylum? Arkham Sanitarium.
Yeah, let's stock up with guns.
Nets.
Yep.
And my net, obviously.
What about explosives?
Oh.
I want to make sure.
I don't think we'll need explosives in sanitarium.
Shut up, Billy.
Shut up, Billy.
I want to make sure that I have the soy sauce that I found in
and the mirror.
Corbett's box.
I take it and drink
so
it.
So I have both of those in my pockets.
And the mirror. Who's got the mirror?
Well, why don't we split those up?
They're both mine.
You check your pockets and they're gone, and then you see Dr. Simeon wiping his face.
Passed out on the floor.
On a closer inspection of the soy sauce that you were given, you realize it's just a little bottle of ranch.
It's actual soy sauce.
Okay, like so Dom, you have the two soy sauce vials.
There's two of them?
Yes.
There was two vials.
There were two.
Dude, this
Alex,
is
who has the mirror?
Whoever wants to have it.
So yeah, I've got the mirror and I've got the two soy sauce vials.
Why would you not want to split up the two vials?
Give
me one. I've never been.
Yeah. All right, I give the other vial to Major Bakersfield.
I drink it.
But I have the mirror and the one vial.
Okay.
Well, who can come back? Because we know Tallahassee can come back, but who else?
Fine, I give it to Simi.
Woo!
All right, we hand out 1911s to everyone, obviously.
All right.
All right, so everything's been distributed around. You guys have your usual assortment of firearms.
Ooh, do I still have my nets? Book of Ghost?
Wait, what?
What?
Why do you have a Book of Ghost?
Why do you have a Book of Ghost?
Just a single ghost? Is it Patrick Swayze?
No, these are just... This is why I failed high school, because of my note-taking. I got a shotgun, right?
He's in math class, and he's got notes that says Book of Ghost. He's like,
How many ghosts does it take?
Jake's shotgun, in case you need a shotgun.
I still have Jake's shotgun.
What about his $10?
Oh, I got his $10.
It says Jake, like, scratched into the side of it. But there's no E on the end, there's just a line over the A.
Seth, I mean Tallahassee.
Yes, sir.
How much sanity did you lose for your diamond skin roll?
A lot. I lost 4. I'm down to 26.
You lost the full amount?
Yeah.
All right, go say goodbye to Mary. Mary.
Okay, yeah.
Mary knows Mary, music.
Yeah, you kiss your wife goodbye. She looks worried, but she understands the necessity of what you're doing if you told her what you're doing. Or unless
we're going to go kill Radio Man.
I'm going out for milk. That's what I tell her.
She loves milk, so she's excited.
You're about to get ripped to shreds and never be seen again.
Yeah. You just left and went out for milk and never came back.
About to get killed by Cliff Sarlacc anus.
I told that joke in my gospel doctrine class.
Seems like an odd time to tell that joke.
It was Father's Day. We were doing
even better.
I was asking for father's advice. I was like, give me some good father's advice to start the meeting. And I was like, well, I won't tell you. I won't give you mine. I guess I will. My dad told me, I never tell my kids I'm going for milk. They were just sitting there like, oh my gosh. And some lady in the crowd next to Sarah was like, oh. I was laughing pretty freaking hard.
So Donovan drops this joke.
But nobody was laughing that much.
Gets no laughs and just gets a, aw.
Donovan's okay though, because now I have two dads. He left and came back with another one.
Here, this one will love you better.
So, I think we got diamond skin. We got beefed up with guns and ammo.
We're beefing again?
We beefed the defenses.
But I think this is going to probably more than likely be a psychological, magical battle. So, we got to have our
wits. Magic bullets?
Yeah, get the magic bullets.
All right. Oh, I got the magic bullets.
Oh, you don't think
I dip
foul...
all of my bullets in the soy sauce.
What's it called again, Alex? You don't think I'm going to smiting
that's
blast?
That's not a bad idea.
I'm going to shoot him into Soyland.
I dip my bullets in the soy sauce.
What were you saying, Tallahassee?
I was saying we got guns, we got ammo, we got diamond skin. So is there anything we need to do like for psychological battle? Yeah. Which actually dipping our bullets in the soy sauce ain't a bad idea.
I'm telling you. I'm going to shoot him into Soyland.
I hate that idea.
Because it's beautiful.
Okay, that's a question. Are you actually going to dip your bullets in the soy sauce?
Yeah.
Do we do it now, or do we do it right before we shoot him?
How many bullets are you dipping all in the soy sauce?
How big are the vials?
They're
pretty small.
Last time it was like the pinky.
Yeah. No,
pinky nail.
The vials themselves are probably about as big as your pinky.
Okay, so I put one bullet in the soy sauce.
But they are full. It's not like a pinky nail in the bottom.
If I put a bullet in the soy sauce packet.
Wait, hold on. Wait, can we just like get a bowl, put all the bullets in there, dump all the sauce, and kind of toss them like chicken wings? Then put them back in our guns.
How about we each do one bullet?
All right, we each snort one bullet.
Wait, what?
What?
All right, one bullet
here,
each.
That's okay.
Five bullets. Yeah.
Five bullets.
So you can have, each of you have one soy sauce bullet.
All right.
Or one of you can have five soy sauce bullets.
I shoot myself with it.
I eat the bullets.
All right, we all do one.
All right.
All right, boys, dip your bullets.
Billy, okay. You want to dip the bullet?
We simultaneously dip our bullets while maintaining eye contact.
Okay, so...
Okay, each of us have one dipped bullet.
I've got a paper cut on my finger, and when I dip my bullet in, it transports me to Soyland. All right,
so I'll let you, dip six bullets in the soy sauce.
There's five of us.
Five of us. Five bullets.
All right.
One for the keeper.
Five
and
soy
one for
bullets.
The keeper. Yeah. One for the road.
One for the house.
Yeah.
We'll keep one with Mary just in case.
And as per Simeon's idea, you pour it into a little salad bowl and dump your bullets in. And you all do stand in a circle as you look at each other and each drop your one bullet into the soy sauce. No. Simi starts tossing the soy sauce chicken wing bullets in his salad bowl. You guys just kind of stand around. And he's like, shh, 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 shh,
shh. Almost done.
All right, so each of you are taking one soy sauce bullet?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, who's taking the other vial then?
Give it to Tallahassee.
So I will say that you got five soy sauce bullets out of one vial.
Wait, who can come back though? I can come
how
back.
Do you
Someone
get
else
back?
Can come back.
Well, I'm the Simi. Only one that actually has
yeah,
the spell.
Yeah, how do you get back?
I just wake up.
You do?
That's how it happened before.
All right, let's give it to Talaz.
Is this True Keeper? Can he just wake up out of Soyland? On command?
He hasn't tried it yet.
That's what happened the first time.
You can't.
I dreamed.
Command.
When I was asleep,
yeah, you would dream.
I was there.
You traveled there,
you
yeah.
You dreamed there, and then you woke up.
Yeah, but you don't know what you did.
Give it to Tallahassee. He's got the spell.
We need a telephone.
All right, here's a phone.
That's what woke you up last time.
Oh, yeah. Bring the cell phones.
Okay. All right. As you all gather up your bullets, are you loading them into your guns or are you just keeping them like...
Oh, it's loaded.
No, I'm keeping mine in my pocket.
I'm keeping mine also in not my gun.
Okay. All right. Did we establish who's taking that last vial?
I guess I'll take it.
Tallahassee takes the vial. I've got the mirror.
Okay. Okay, so looking at each other, making these final preparations, you turn the lights out in Dr. Simeon's study, and you all step out the front door and walk out towards Tallahassee's car. I'm making an executive decision. You're taking Tallahassee's car this
time. That's right, folks.
We don't want to take his car. His car sucks.
So as you step out, looking around, looking at each other.
Shotgun.
You give each other a nod. You look back at your house and again wonder if maybe... if this is going to be the last time you see it. So you climb into the car, fire it up, and make your way over to Arkham Sanitarium.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's been a long couple of days.
All right, so driving through the night, there are very few people out on the streets. You don't really see anyone, except for the odd car here and there that maybe are also up to no good. As you pull up to the large imposing structure that is Arkham Sanitarium, you pull in, shut the engine off. And what do?
We get out.
Are there guards around? Like, what do we see? Can I roll a spot hidden?
Go for it.
I'd like to roll a listen.
Oh, an 01.
Are you kidding?
I want to roll a psychology on Tallahassee to see if he actually got a 1.
Keeper took his headphones off and walked away.
I rolled an 83.
Yeah, that's about right.
Seth, you really roll a 01?
I rolled a 4.
I did.
Yes,
on a spot hidden outside of the sanitarium.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't he get to roll a d10 now?
Yes, he's.
Don't forget to cut it in half, you wiener.
Yeah, that's true.
Cut it in half.
Fold it in half.
And double it.
8.
Crying out loud.
Now double it.
All right, so that brings me to 89 on my spot hidden.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This is the last scenario that we are keeping this rule.
I haven't even gotten it to happen once.
Yeah.
Because you suck.
But if we wait for that to happen, the rule's going to be here forever.
This sucks. Sucks to be me.
He called you a bad player, Pete. I think you're a great player.
Thanks, Donovan.
So we're all standing outside the car in front of the sanitarium, right? And in Tallahassee, rolled spot hidden. What does he see?
What do my diamond eyes see?
As your diamond eyes reflect.
Dumbass.
Your diamond eyes reflect. That's what they do. They see lots of stuff. That's it. That's all I got.
Tallahassee's just like, I see a lot of things.
I'm looking for guards, you know, just making sure we can get in there without, you know.
Yeah, your diamond eyes refract the light and break it up into all the individual spectrums, and you're able to look through every single spectrum of light.
And scenario. You're in the multiverse.
Peer into every possible permutation of these events that are about to unfold. And you fail in 100% of them.
Well, see you guys.
Yeah, looks pretty quiet.
Because he did that. Cool. He just does that Doctor Strange thing where he sees all that stuff.
Yeah. So you look around, and most all of the lights in the building are off. You see, there are some on here at the entryway that are always on, illuminating the doorway. You see some that are on through the entry here in the front, down by the reception area. But most of the lights through the rest of the building are off, which are the rooms where the various patients and or inmates would stay. You don't see any guards posted around outside. And from what you can see, everything just appears to be very quiet. It is the middle of the night, so it's not common for anybody to be coming and going around this time.
All right, follow me, guys. I got the keys from Little John. Let's go in.
They're actually inside.
The keys are inside from Little John.
So before we go in, and we're all standing out on the curb, I turn around to the guys, and I say, hey, fellas, listen. I've been giving it some thought, a lot of thought, about facing Tomaszewski again. And I know, Freddy, I know you want to put him in the ground. I know you do. But I'm going to ask you, Freddy, to look at the bigger picture and remember who's behind putting Tomaszewski up to these things and who's behind this whole scenario and who taught him these spells and who got him involved in the first place. And I know you're going to want to put him in the ground when we go in there. You're going to want to take him down. But I'm telling you, if you do that, it's more than likely one... you or more than just you is going to end up in jail. Going to end up behind bars and unable to actually get the justice for your wife, for the others, all the way to the top, taking down the mayor. So I'm asking all of you guys to keep this in mind. Let's take care of Tomaszewski. Let's get him bound to his body. And make sure he never leaves this place, never leaves his body again to torment us. And let's just leave him here. He can rot in this prison. And if anything else ever happens and he gets out of here, then we'll deal with it when that comes, if that comes to pass. But we're going to need to keep fighting this fight. We got to take it all the way to the top. We got to take down Goddard. We got to take down the mayor. And we got to take down Goodman Gray. We don't know how high this goes, and nobody else is doing anything about it. So don't forget that when you're going after your vengeance or you're going after your justice, that we can't get locked up. We can't go down for murdering people when it's just as successful to, or just as good to you know, make them stuck behind bars rotting away. Anyway, that's what I've been thinking about, and I had to say my piece.
Who the hell is Freddy?
So you're saying we should kill him, then kill the rest of them?
No. No, I'm saying...
I just heard a whole lot of, like, we'll kill him, then we'll kill God.
We're going to lock Tomaszewski in his body and leave him here to rot. You can't kill him, because then you're going to end up in prison, and you won't be able to go. I've said my piece.
Okay. Keep your shirt on, Billy.
And again, who the hell is Freddy?
That's me. But only my wife called me that, and my wife died.
Okay. So after those final words from Billy McConnell, he turns around and leads the way into the sanitarium. Okay, so you all walk into Arkham Sanitarium. It's quiet inside. It's dimly lit. Lots of rich mahogany, as I have described several times before.
You love mahogany.
It's rich.
Who doesn't?
Every nice place has rich mahogany. So you walk up to the reception desk and dig through the drawers. Tallahassee, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
To the spot where Little John hid the keys, where after you go into that drawer, you lift up a few of the papers, and underneath you find a ring of keys.
All right.
That was left there.
We didn't waste our money.
So you're digging through Little John's drawers?
Yeah, and I found the key.
You found his ring? And by ring, I mean bow.
No.
Alex headed that off. No.
All right, fellas, he left them here, just like I paid for.
Okay, you found his ring in his drawers. His ring of keys in the drawer where he left it. Okay, so there's the reception desk that as you come in, there's a little bit of a hallway from the entryway, and then the reception desk is up to the right, and there is hallways leading off. There's stairs leading up back straight ahead past the reception desk. There's hallways leading off to your left, but the hallway in question that you are most interested in is the hallway off to the right, which leads into the maximum security wing of the sanitarium.
Lead the way, Tallahassee.
All right, follow me, guys.
Are you sure the guards aren't going to be at the other door? Do we have to do something? Or are they, switching
yeah,
out?
Should we do some listens?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, the keys are here, and we paid Little John. Remember,
didn't Little John say there might be guards there, too?
Yeah, they have a shift rotation right now, so...
Oh, we gotta hurry, then.
Lickety-split in and out.
Don't we have to grab Corbett and his spell?
Did we already get that?
No, we've got to go back to Corbett.
Yeah.
We've got to go back to Corbett and get the spell. And get the medallion. And then we shoot Corbett. I mean, we don't shoot Corbett.
Well, I mean, we could.
Well, so we'll save
Have you guys
Thomas
already
Shusky.
Forgot my impassioned speech? Do I need to do it again?
Yeah.
Shh.
I put my finger over his lips and go, shh.
All right, maybe we should split up a little bit. Maybe one or two people go get the stuff from Corbett.
It's a terrible idea.
Can we copy the keys real quick?
Can you make a rudimentary lathe?
Yeah, how do we split up, though, if we only have one set of keys?
Let's just hurry up and go get the medallion from Corbett.
Right.
Let's go get the medallion.
Dom, run get the stuff from Corbett.
I'll go get the stuff from Corbett.
Because you're super quiet.
Not alone.
I'm super quiet.
Is Dom still bleeding from his major wound?
Can't send him by himself?
No.
Why? What if he dies?
Well, what if he gets... What if Corbett command of the wizards him and he tells him to do something and nobody's there to protect him?
All right, well, we're taking a long time, and we probably need a whisper, but...
Yeah, let's go.
All five of us going everywhere.
Let's not split up.
Everywhere is... All right, super loud, but okay, let's go.
All right, star formation.
Follow Billy, everybody. Star formation.
Okay, so you guys go in Flying V, of course.
Flying V.
All right, so you approach the large double doors leading into the...
Quack.
All right, as you quack your way.
Gordon, stop quacking.
To the double doors separate you from the maximum security wing. Tallahassee Turner, you pull out the ring of keys and fit one into the lock. And it twists, making a sound, clicking noise, unlocking the door.
All right, I'm gonna crack it open just a little bit and see if anybody's behind there, like guards or something.
Okay. All right, you push it open and it squeaks like the shrieks of 1,000 damned souls.
Is it one of those depressed doors?
Yeah. Okay, you swing it open just a crack, just enough to peek through. And what you see when you look through is this hallway looks similar to the rest of the building that you are in. Though some of this looks newer, you believe that this was actually added on to the sanitarium later when they realized they needed a high security area to house the numerous violent, insane offenders that seem to crop up around Arkham, Massachusetts. So looking down in this hallway, there's blank white walls, more hardwood floors, rich, rich, fine mahogany. It's dimly lit, seeing as it is late. There are a few lights that are on, but looking down, you see the hallway stretches down in a straight line where you see it terminates at a door at the far end. With hallways splitting off to both sides, intermittently. There's three sets of hallways splitting off to both sides as you go. This is actually the section you guys have been in before when you've been brought in to go and see Corbett. So when you've been brought back this way, you've been taken back past the first hallway on the left into the reception room that immediately follows that hallway on the left.
So this is, Aloysius, you know exactly where Corbett is.
Yeah.
You punched him in this hall, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
One of these rooms?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, that room over there.
Oh, that's like the visiting room.
Yeah, actually, I'm out in the visiting room.
Can I run back really? To the front desk?
Run back to the front desk.
Yeah. Let's split up. You can run back to the front desk.
All right, guys, hold up a sec. I realize we don't know where Corbett actually is.
We forgot a radio.
No, it's in Billy's pocket.
Billy always has the radio.
Oh, good. The radio's not making a beep, though, or any fuzz?
Not you've noticed.
No hot fuzz from the radio?
No hot fuzz.
Okay.
All right, I figured maybe I should run back to the front desk and actually see if I can find a record of where his room's at.
You better make it fast.
Okay, yeah. I'll be right back.
You also have some guys that are good at library use.
Hey, who's good at library use? Come with me.
Guilty. Oh, so is Billy. I think Billy's is better than mine, actually.
See me, Billy. Oh.
Leave me those keys, Tallahassee. You guys go look.
Mine is very bad.
Here's I got 74. I'll go with you.
All right, I go on ahead.
All right.
You're just going in.
See me, Billy. Come back with me. Let's go. We gotta go find the
can
records.
I roll mine now.
Dom, go with him too.
I don't want it.
62.
Success.
Okay. All right. So you guys head back over to the reception desk, and looking around, you do find a ledger as you flip open that has a list of all of the patients and inmates, and. Fairly quickly, with your skills in researching, you're able to track it down. So you flip through, and it's all alphabetized. It's not too difficult to find. And you do find Corbett, Bernard.
Room 666.
Room 666.
Diabolical.
Yeah. He's in... he's on the first floor... hallway B, room 666.
The number of the beast.
what the hell was that?
Okay.
All right. So we go.
You got it.
Room B.
Hallway B.
Hallway B. Room C.
Room 6.
Room 6.
Yeah.
B 6, boys. Let's go.
B 6. You sunk his battleship.
Get him, boys.
Did you guys say they moved Corbett?
No, they didn't. They didn't say he moved Corbett. But whenever you guys came here to talk to Corbett, he brought him into the reception area where there's like a common room.
Oh, every time we were there too?
Yeah, every time you guys have gone, they've taken you just to the common room.
Oh, gotcha.
Which, as I was just describing, when you enter in, there's this long hallway. And it goes for about 20 feet and then splits off in hallways to the right and the left. And the reception room is right after that on the left side after that first set of hallways. And then there's another stretch. There's a few rooms on the right. Doors that you could see. And then after that, it splits off into hallways both to the right and left again. So it goes down about another... 15 feet or so after those hallways, and it splits off into another pair of hallways on both sides, and then it terminates down at the end where there's a door on the wall on the far end.
Do we have a map or anything? Do we know like where hall B is?
No.
But they're labeled, aren't they, like hall B? Or like this room was donated by the LDS church?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says. That's what the plaque at the front of the maximum security wing says.
Shout out!
All right. So we're going to run back. We're going to open that door. And you said there was nobody in the hallway, right?
Not that you could see at first glance.
All right. Let's start moving down the hallway and seeing if we can spot some sort of labels.
Okay.
Can I do a spot hidden?
Yeah. I want to do a listen.
Well, maybe... Maybe you should do a spot hidden, since you can't fail, ever.
Jeez.
I want to do a spot listen.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did suggest that we look for labels and stuff. So.
I'm listening for footsteps and such.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, 26. Hard success.
Well, I got that out of my system.
Was that extreme?
I rolled a 97.
Woo. Whoa.
Your head explodes.
Okay, so who rolled spot hiddens and who rolled listens?
I just made him do it.
Listen. Spot hidden, success. Hard success.
Okay. Okay, so Tallahassee, as you guys are creeping in, you shut the door behind you. And as you're looking, you see a light a few hallways down. The last hallway on the right, just around the corner, there appears to be a brighter light than in a lot of these other areas here.
Do we hear any other lights?
Billy failed his listen check, so...
I guess we don't hear any lights.
I didn't hear no lights.
You can roll to listen for lights if you would like.
Is the light living or dead?
A dead light.
We forgot the dead light.
Yes, nobody brought the dead light.
Okay, so does the light look like it's just a hallway light, or is it like moving towards us like a lantern?
It doesn't appear
or a
to be moving, no. Okay. It just looks brighter.
All right, guys, do we go down towards that light, or do we go...
I should add, as you're walking, as you get closer to the hallways as they first split off, you do now notice plaques next to each of these hallways.
You see a bee.
So as you get closer on the hallway on your left, the plaque says, donated by the LDS Church. Hallway A. And then on your right, the plaque says F, donated by the LDS Church.
All right, let's go down hallway A. That's got to lead to B, right?
Yeah, that's
you
what
think?
I was thinking.
Right, don't you just think it's further down this hallway and you'll see A, B will be the next hallway?
I thought we said there was only two hallways that are splitting off.
Yes, there's six hallways total. So you come in, it's 20 feet, it splits one hallway to the right, one hallway to the left.
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
be the next hallway if this is F. It goes in a U.
Yeah.
So, next to hallway A on your left, right past that on the left is also that reception room that you were taken into each time you've come. And then to the right, on the right side of the hallway, are a bunch of individual doors that are next to each other.
Single doors.
And then there's another two hallways, one to the right and one to the left.
Just one to go.
And then there's another little stretch, and then there's two more hallways, one on the right and one on the left.
All right, let's go down. Let's keep going. Walking down A.
Yeah, we're going to keep going straight.
Okay.
Follow me.
Run quietly.
There's only one of me. Follow me.
All right, so as you are... Okay, so you look at this, you realize that's not what you're looking for, so... You start taking a couple more steps down the hallway. Can I have somebody roll a listen check?
I'll do it.
Can we all do it?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Ears.
I'm going to do it, too. Ooh. Nope, 86.
I rolled 100.
93.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Jeez.
You go down. 71, and I'm 70. But I'm not spending luck because I have no luck.
Tallahassee, did you roll it?
Okay. No successes?
We're caught.
Yeah, I got me.
Bailey, roll it. You got a good listen.
I failed.
All right, well, I guess I'm listening, too.
Come on, I think Bailey. You somehow listen better than a psychologist.
Okay, I rolled a 79. Sheesh, we're sucking it up. My listen is 79.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Holy
Jeez Louise.
How does he have a better listen than me? It still boggles my mind.
You're a crappy psychologist.
You're a crappy listener.
You don't listen.
Only listen 70% of the
time. You're too busy saying shut up.
You guys were saying something. I don't know what, but...
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay, so Billy McConnell through... some miracle. As you guys are creeping down this hallway, it's been very quiet what you've noticed so far. It is the dead of night. It's very dark in here. There's only lights on the walls in these... like one light on the wall in the spaces between some of these hallways. So it's very dim. There are windows interspersed here and there, but everything is... adds up to almost give it a more sinister cast with the lighting interspersed the way it is, casting strange shadows on the walls that for a second makes you think you've seen something and then at second glance, it's gone. So Billy, a few things catch your ear as you're sneaking in through here. You do hear, it sounds like, a couple of voices down in the last hall on your right. They're just some low voices. You can't really make out what they're saying. but it does hear like, or does sound like perhaps a conversation. And then also, immediately down the hallway to your right, you hear what sounds like footsteps.
Hallway A?
Down a little ways down the hallway to your right. No, so hallway A, you guys just passed on your left.
Oh, on the left, okay.
And you just passed hallway F. So you guys are now just kind of walking past the reception room on your left and coming up on the next set of hallways. So as you're passing the sets of doors on the right, you can see they say exam room on each of them. Exam room 1, exam room 2. And then there's the next set of hallways. You see another set of plaques right at the corner of each of these hallways. And the one on your left says B. And the one on the right says E.
All right, guys, we got to take the E.
And you hear what sounds like footsteps coming from down the hall marked E.
Okay, hey.
Shh, right, let's guys, go to guys, B, guys. Shh, somebody's coming down that hallway. That hallway on the right. Here, pop into this exam room quick. While they pass. Come on,
no.
Come on.
I tried the door.
I'm so sorry, guys.
You idiot.
Anyway, so I whisper all that, and then I turn to one of the exam rooms right on the right to see if it's unlocked.
Okay, it is not.
It's locked?
Yes.
Shiz.
You hear the footsteps getting closer.
I shoot it open.
Get it closer.
Hey. Guys, somebody get ready to do Command of the Wizard.
Done. Ready.
Okay.
How far past the... What is it? The meeting room? What's the...
The reception room?
The reception room. And is there a door to the reception room? Or is it just open?
No, there is a door on that, too.
Yeah, you had to unlock that, too.
I have a good idea, guys. Slick shoes.
Pinchers of peril.
The only way we'll be saved is with the pinchers of peril.
Okay.
Well, somebody already did that for
is
you.
Is it close?
That's why,
Alex, is that reception room door fairly close?
It's just across the hallway on the other side of the hall from you guys, yeah.
Okay, pop over you there and I test the door.
There's 4 exam rooms on this side of the hall.
Quick, everybody check a room.
All right, as Billy jumps across the hallway, he checks the doorknob on that side and it is also locked.
Son of a biscuit.
Somebody want to make...
Hold on the keys, Tallahassee.
I would like to pick the lock.
Can I make an idea roll?
Yeah.
I was going to pull out... Can I pull out the keys and see if there's...
You can definitely pull out the keys and check.
Yeah, why are we picking locks when we have keys?
Never mind.
We have these.
Get out the...
Quick, I'm going to form some sort of rudimentary... I'll go like this.
If you want to try and start picking a lock, you can do that. Which one do you want to pick?
Whichever one he's not keying.
Okay. Alright, one of the exam rooms or the reception room? Tallahassee, which... So you have 4 exam rooms, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you have the reception room across the hall from you. Which one would you like to try?
Yeah, I mean, if I see all that, can I kind of flip through the keys and see if any of them are labeled or...
Yeah.
And just any of those rooms?
Just pick a dang room.
Or do I have to pick... Reception room.
Reception room? Okay. Yeah. The keys are not labeled.
I'm going to pick the lock of... So did you say there's 4 exam rooms?
4 exam rooms, yes.
How many keys does he have?
It's a pretty big ring. There's a lot of...
All right, I'll give $10 to the first man to open the door.
Done.
All right, I'm going to pick the lock of the first exam room on the left.
4.
All exam rooms are on your right.
Okay.
I stick the picks into the wall.
I just rolled a 4.
Okay. All
right. The first exam room right. On the right.
Nice. Nice. That's a good roll.
I'm going to.
Okay. All right. So you start picking the lock in exam room number 1.
Yes.
All right, Tallahassee, you are flipping through this roll of keys. I want you to make a luck roll.
Success, 45 out of 50.
You got a 50 lock pick?
I do.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Which is weird because in the first episode, we try to break into the pawn shop and I say I have a 1. So
okay.
I was clearly
Dom Drunkard,
an idiot.
So yeah. 10
so
bucks
wait, when you were breaking
way.
In the pawn shop, you read your locksmith wrong?
I must have.
So you are the reason.
Because this says 50.
We have and I can't the entire say in one. Brick joke.
Yes.
You could have stopped the brick
because
joke.
Because I clearly did not know.
You could have saved our fans so much pain.
I apologize.
You could have saved Nate and Dennis a lot of pain.
I personally apologize to Dennis and
Nathan,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, he turned the world upside down on that one, dude.
He said Nate, and he... does anybody have a pen so I can check the box?
Nice.
Thank you, my goodman.
Okay, so, Tallahassee, you're just frantically flipping through these keys. You grab one that looks like pretty big. You're like, reception room, that's an important spot. It probably needs a big key, right? You take it, you try and put it into the lock. It does not fit. It does not turn. So, frantically, you're trying to dig through, grabbing another key, putting it in the lock. It's not working. As the footsteps are approaching closer down the hallway, and you, as the footsteps are approaching, and then, as you're doing that, you hear another clicking sound, and then the sound of a lock, turning across the hall from you. As you turn around to see Dom Drunkard hunched over one of the doorknobs over the doorknob at exam room one, as he twists it and the door swings open.
Quick, everybody into here.
We all rush in.
Okay.
Quick, everybody follow England.
Grab a taste of England, guys.
Okay, so you all rush into exam room one.
As I you close go it in, very quietly.
You close the door. There's actually glass on the window. Donovan just made a brick throwing motion at me with a knowing glance in my direction.
Please.
So we can kind of stand back in the darkness and watch through the window.
Yeah, you could. It's got the what's that called? That like marbled glass. What is that called?
The glaze.
Frosted. Yeah, but it's also kind of marbled, you know? It's got that, like, marbly tone to it. Good marbling on it. Like, this is nice glass.
This is nice glass. USDA Prime.
Does it have a hole in it?
Wagyu. Not yet. There's no
glass. I'm
going to
stand
hole.
Right up against the door, listening, and being ready if it swings open to cast a spell.
All right, casting a very fine silhouette on the glass.
No, I'm ducked down with my ear to the door.
Okay. I want you to roll another listen check then, Billy McConnell.
Okay.
More like silly McConnell.
Shut up. Shut up, Bakersfield. success, 64.
Nice. You guys are whispering to each other.
More like silly McConnell.
Shut up. Shut up, Papers. Okay, so... as you all duck in there, you close the door behind you. As you hear the footsteps approaching.
Shh, shh, shh. Everyone be quiet. They're right outside the door.
As he comes around the edge of the corner of the hallway, you see a light also along with this. As glancing through the glass, though back as far as you can to still see out, you see a beam of light that's passing back and forth across the hallway. You hear the footsteps. They start coming around in your direction.
I hurry and lock the door again.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of loud.
The click of the lock.
He hears it. We all hide under a box.
Yeah. As he comes around and says, oh, just a box.
What's in
five
the box?
Five of them.
So as you're all hiding in there, the figure of a lone patrolling guard comes into view. As he's shining the light back and forth, you see him, he shines the light over at the reception room, shines the light over and is shining it through the windows here at the examination rooms as he's walking past. Billy, as you're listening, you hear also coming from one of the rooms nearby just the voice of somebody yelling out in the night.
Does it sound like Corbett casting a spell?
No, it doesn't. It just sounds like the insane ranting of one of the patients, the inmates housed here.
If we listen real hard, can we tell the direction that the screaming is coming from?
So it's coming from the hallway across from you. Or it's coming from the hallway back right where this guy just came out of. And the voice It sounds strained. It sounds panicked as it yells out. And once it starts, the guard looks up and he with this exasperated look, and he just sighs and goes, "Ah," and goes walking off that direction. And the words you hear, Billy, and the rest of you do hear some of this. You hear it says,
"The light! We are all just light! So much darkness! So much darkness! All this darkness! And it wants us! It wants us!"
And then you hear the guard banging on a door with his flashlight.
He says, "Hey! Shut up in there! Shut up! Go to sleep! Sleep, you kids! Could kill you."
Okay, so what do you do?
So if he's distracted right now, I'm going to knock him out and drag him in the room where we are.
What the fudge?
We can't deal with him this whole time. I'm not going to play sneaky sneak around this guy. What do you suggest, Tallahassee? We just wait in here all night before we let him pass?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he went down hallway F, which is the one you guys just passed.
F. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Okay, well, belay that order.
Go.
Let's get moving, though, to B6.
Okay. All right. Are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going.
I know we were trying to look at this before, but stealth rolls for a group.
Group stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we waited until it was noisy. Up. And he went down the hallway.
Okay.
I wore my socks only.
Okay, that helps.
And nothing else.
He's got his suspenders and socks.
His suspenders are attached to his socks.
It's one of those, they go up really high. Stealth for group, huh?
So, Simi,
pool our stealth and pool our rolls?
What if we just go one at a time?
Let's go one at a time.
Flying V. Is there a flying V stealth mode? What if we totem pole this time?
That way only one person. Just 20. Mine's 24. I got
20. Mine's 29.
My stealth is 84.
Shut your
Can we just all hop on Dom's back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said, totem pole.
Yeah. And this time it's approved because it was his idea.
Exactly. Sons of bitch.
It's not cultural appropriation now.
Wait, I don't know how to do this.
Dom has really high stealth. Who else? Who else is a sneaky wasted?
No one.
I got 29 as the next highest.
I think we're all in the 20s.
After
Tallahassee,
anybody wait here.
20.
Woohoo! I got a success in my stealth.
He did.
Yeah, it's 20. But
so I go right now, and you guys can decide amongst yourselves.
So you start.
Well, we already decided that we were going together. So. We gotta wait till he looks up the rule and then we roll.
I love rules so much.
Okay, so directly in the book, sneaking past a guard. Everyone needs to roll their stealth roll. If one person fails, the guard will be alerted to their presence.
Maybe I should be the only one who goes.
The examples above are intended only as guidelines for tasks in which the number of participants is limited.
Well, shiz. Well, I just passed mine, so I'm good.
With that, he was distracted because he went down the hallway and there was a guy yelling. So I can give you guys a bonus die on this. Are all of you going to go?
Yes, we have to.
Can't we just wait till he's out of sight? Out of mind?
He is currently out of sight. He's around the corner.
Is he out of mind?
What does the rule book say about out of mind rolls?
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind?
Okay, so you guys are going?
We're going.
All right, if we fail, then someone be ready with command of the
witness. You guys can roll with a bonus.
Yeah. Wait, why do we get a row with a bonus?
Because he's distracted.
We're extra sneaky.
He's currently distracted, which...
Might have dropped my die.
Yes.
I failed. 67.
Dudes, I rolled a 19 and a 9.
Ooh! Made us feel sneaky!
I rolled a 19. I succeed.
Ooh! I got a 0.
What did you roll, Billy McConnell?
That's a lucky die.
as we hear Abe frantically searching for his
Found it.
All right.
I found it. Okay.
We're doing the creep down the hall.
Son of a batch bistard. Billy McConnell failed.
Aww.
Did everyone else do good?
No, I failed.
Tallahassee failed, too.
Oh, well, then I guess I failed, too.
Did you roll a bonus die?
Yeah, I did. I rolled a 74 and a 44, but my stealth is 24.
How much luck do you guys both have?
Nah, not enough.
All right, cast Command of the Net.
Okay, so you guys who succeeded, you guys can check that off, by the way, for your stealth.
Aw, I want to check it off.
So as you guys step out of the exam room and you are walking past, Tallahassee accidentally drops his ring of keys on the ground.
Or does he fart?
And he farts as he's bending over to pick them up.
Shouldn't have put all that butter on my hands.
What the hell was that?
Is your wife's cooking?
Which is what you hear the guard say from around the corner as footsteps again start approaching.
We run for it. Book it.
Why would we run?
Where? Where are you going?
B.
We're heading down
six.
Hall B.
Okay.
We drop a bucket on his head.
All right. So you guys start hurrying down hallway B. I will allow you to, since the rest of you guys rolled pretty good stealth. You do it fairly quietly so it doesn't sound like a group of people maybe rushing
down. Except
for Tallahassee,
you can hear the keys just going ching, ching, ching,
yeah.
Ching, ching, ching.
And as he walks, and it's just like. you guys round the corner of hallway B and you start heading down that way. You see doors on both sides. Each has a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
We're going six.
The last door on your right. As you hear, again, back behind you approaching.
We go in Rocky V.
Approaching down at the other end of the hallway. The footsteps again of the patrolling guard coming towards you.
Yeah, we should have knocked him out.
I already told you what to do.
Okay, what do you guys do?
We go knock him out.
Tallahassee, give me them keys. If he gets close, use Command of the Wizard.
I don't have Command of the Wizard.
Oh. Tallahassee, use those keys. Open the door.
I got Command of the Wizard ready.
Is it locked or is it unlocked?
I pulled my net out.
Oh, do you want to use the keys or should I try and pick the lock again?
Well, we use the keys, right?
You
try and use the keys on one door, and I try and pick the lock on another door.
We're going in Corbett's room.
Are we? Oh,
hallway B, room six.
Yeah, this is Corbett's room.
Oh, okay. I wanted to go into Rocky V.
Just knock on his door and ask him to open it for us.
Hey, Corbett, let us in.
He's like, oh. He's like,
it's us.
He's been unlocked the whole time.
All right, use the key.
I didn't know I could do that.
I can open it from
this side. Hurry up with the key.
All right, Tallahassee, make a luck roll.
Your luck better be higher than mine. Dude, you suck.
I fail. 72.
Oh, man. Tallahassee.
I only have 35 luck.
I say,
38 luck.
Then why didn't we have me pick the lock?
Which, normally, you know, getting your keys wouldn't be an issue, but since you're under a time constraint, it's you're kind of going for a lucky grab to see how quickly you can get
it. I push him out of the way and say, out of the way, peck, and then I try and pick.
Okay, so he's trying a couple keys. Nothing's working.
I commanded the wizard as soon as the guy comes around the corner.
And then... Dom comes up, he pushes Tallahassee out of the way, and he starts going to work on the lock. As you are doing so, go ahead and roll.
Oh, son of a B. I rolled a 99.
Oh!
Good job,
again.
Dom.
Dang.
Dude, I rolled a 100 and a 99 just today. I've only rolled like 5 times.
You're supposed to talk trash after you roll.
What are the odds?
Okay, so, Dom, the nerves must be getting to him, because he's looking at it under this time constraint, hearing the guard coming as the light comes around the edge.
I push the rope.
Don't you dare.
Can you push a fumble?
Yeah, but you can break
his
thing off.
Is 99 a fumble, or is...
98 is a fumble.
Yeah, it is in the fumble range.
This is boom. All
right, I commanded the wizard Dom to get the right pick. the right roll.
All right, I won't push the row unless you guys think I should push the row.
No way.
Okay, so on your fumble, you break your lockpick.
What?
It doesn't break. It breaks off enough that you can still retrieve it out of the door lock, but you did break your pick. So the lock isn't broken, but your pick is broken.
This sucks. Sucks to be me right now.
It's not stuck in the lock?
It's not stuck. You can get it out of the lock. If you would have pushed a roll, you would have broken the lock completely.
But then we'd have to break in, and
then
Corbett
you would have had to
free.
Break Where's into the door. Yes.
How close is the
you
guard?
You would have had to break the lock completely. But your fumble, you just broke your pick.
How many picks do I have?
How many have you taken?
100. I have 100 picks.
Roll a d6.
Make a luck roll to see if you have another spare pick.
All right. 32 is my luck, which blows. I rolled a 55.
Okay. You do not, in fact, have a spare.
Where is he? Where's the guard?
He comes around the corner, and the light takes a couple steps into this hallway. As the light, he's kind of got it down on the ground, and then just as the pick snaps
Bollocks.
In the door handle, the light comes up and shines directly on you.
Hey, what's up?
Is this where we find a nightcap?
Tallahassee Turner?
Hey, who's that?
Is this Pizza Dragon? So I commanded the wizardom.
Ooh, okay.
Baby.
Okay, I got full magic points.
Yeah.
And I'm down to 35 sanity.
Okay, what do you say?
Tell him to sleep.
Stay for a nightcap.
Stay for a nightcap?
Unlock this door.
He's like, but you have the keys.
Okay, is that
what
you're
doing? These are not the droids you're looking for.
I just got one command. Once he's done with that command, he's going to be on top of us again, so...
Tell him to sleep, Simmy.
I'll tell him to go home.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to get him fired. You're a terrible person.
Okay, eat shit and go home.
You can only do one of those things. Oh man.
Here we go. So Pow is 75 now.
Okay.
That's nice.
Alright, I'm
53 success.
Did you lose a sanity?
Yes, I'm at 35 now.
Yikes.
Hand up a pen.
We're all going insane.
Okay, so
you went home?
All of you feel your heart just jump up in your throat. Your communal hearts jump up into your communal throats as the light illuminates all of you. And you have this deer in the headlights look as you're all looking down it.
Who are you? What are you doing here? Don't move! All of you, lay down on the ground!
Get out!
Get out!
But Dr. Simeon can't stand you, but it's acting quickly. He looks up, glances at the silhouette past the flashlight that is shining in his face.
I do double hands.
Double hands out as he forces his will and magic into his words as he says,
go home.
You hear him, he says a little more than a whisper, but it almost echoes like he shouted it through the halls, though it still is not loud. It's almost like you feel the echo inside. And as you're watching, you see the flashlight as it holds on all of you and then shakes for a second, dips down as the guard immediately turns and heads towards the entrance.
I think I forgot to turn off the living room light. Better go home and take a look, I suppose.
So,
woo!
Dr. Simeon, it appears you were successful.
Nice
work,
Simeon.
Of the wizard.
Good work, Simeon.
Do we hear his boss? Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Don't ignore me.
Get back here.
You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired forever. You'll never work in this town again.
You're sawdust. You're out of here.
Give me that bagel back.
You hear his jingling keys and footsteps. Retreating into the distance.
Phew.
Whew. As you all breathe a sigh of relief. Dr. Simeon, you can roll a d10 and add that to your pal.
Really?
Whoa.
What?
That's what happens when you succeed in a contested pal roll.
This is such boo.
Why do you think Billy's is so freaking
So
out?
I look at, I turn around after I do it, I'm smoking my cigarette. All in a day's work, boys. All in a day's work.
Dr. Simeon with his new obsession with cigarettes for whatever reason.
Calms my nerves and helps me stay in character.
Which I would like to describe to the listeners at home. Donovan is sitting here sucking on a lollipop stick, pretending to smoke.
Do they still sell candy cigarettes?
Can they we do, get actually.
Do they really?
They really do.
I'm going to find some on Amazon and buy them right now. And then Donovan can really smoke them.
Okay, so now you all are just standing in silence for a second as the guard leaves. Now, going through the key ring, you feel like maybe you're starting to get a feel for which keys are which.
All right, I think these big ones go to those things and the little ones go here.
And so you get one into the lock that does fit into the lock. It doesn't quite turn, but there's a whole bunch that are similar to this one. So you start working your way through those keys. As you're doing that, you hear another voice, actually, from the room next door, as it starts yelling out, also, in the night here.
To be or not to be. To be or not to be. Not to be alone. So alone. Better alone. Better.
As finally the lock clicks, as you discover the correct key.
Oh, yeah.
In a line of keys that you are assuming are the patient room keys. The lock clicks. Tallahassee turns the doorknob, and the door creaks open.
Hey everybody, Major Bakersfield here. I would like to personally thank you for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. We really wouldn't be able to do it without you. If you have a minute, why don't you head on over to our website, www.arkhamrpg.com, and check things out. Also, if you like this episode, why don't you go ahead and leave us a review, if you don't mind, of course. Well, that's it for now, folks. Stay tuned as we approach the spectacular finish of The Radio Man.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.